Welcome to a one-night stand with the big band. Good evening, everyone. This is Arnold Dane. And tonight, our special guest star is one of the flamboyant band leaders of the 30s and 40s, and a Broadway star in Hello, Dolly! And Sport and Life of Porgy and Bess, Cab Calloway. Take it away, Cab. Oh, we've always admired Cab Calloway, and we've looked forward to interviewing him for the entire three-year life of One Night Stands. We finally had the opportunity when he invited us to his home in White Plains. I wasn't sure what to expect. He's always been such a dashing and colorful character on stage, on Broadway, and in front of his great bands. And we all remember the film shorts and the fantastic records he turned out. But we found him instead to be a quiet, modest, and totally friendly host. And now, Mr. Calloway, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I've learned something already. Cab is actually just a shortened version of your first name, isn't it?
Yes, my first name is Cabell.
Cabell.
Yeah, C-A-B-E-L-L. And, well, I don't know, I've named all of my kids with a C. I didn't have any sons. It's an old, it's a southern name. I mean, it's Cabell. There are families that are still in the Virginia named Cabell.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather was named Cabell. My father was named Cabell, and I'm Cabell.
Right down the line.
Yes.
Uh-huh. When and where were you born, Cab? In all the books that I checked before our interview, I never did see a birth date. Would you mind telling us when?
December the 25th, 1907, in Rochester, New York.
Oh, another upstate New Yorker.
Yes.
Did you have any formal musical training at all?
Yes, in Baltimore. And when I was in school in Baltimore, I got all my training there.
Mm-hmm.
Voice training, yeah. And music.
Oh, you did? Did you play an instrument?
Yes, I played saxophone, drums.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yes. What kind of sax?
Alto.
Did you ever play with your band?
Yes, I played with my bands years ago.
And you still
fiddle around? I haven't played a saxophone now, I'd say, in 25, 30 years now, mm-hmm. Since I played saxophone.
How did you get to New York early on in your musical career?
Well, I had joined a band in Chicago at the Sunset Cafe out there years ago. That was in 1929, I think it was. The name of this band was the Alabamians. And we came out of Chicago, and when we got here to the Savoy, we bombed really big. We bombed real big.
Is that right?
Yes. That was the place of Happy Feet. That's what they call it.
That's right, yes.
The land of Happy Feet. And it's a funny thing that this band that we brought, we had been playing, you know, we were sort of on the Fred Waring kick. We would sing and, do little novelty things. Well, they weren't interested in that.
Well, they had great bands there all the time.
Oh, yeah. They were interested only in real honest rock, just honest rock swing. Mm-hmm. Just real good hard swing. That's all they were. And then we bombed in that place. Something, matter of fact, over the night that we got a 2 weeks' notice. Boom, that was it.
That's discouraging.
And I was living at Fletcher Henderson's house at the time. So I went to see Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong was here. He was down at Carney's Inn. And I went down to see him to see if he could give me a break, you know, being a vocalist in the band, because I didn't want to go back to Chicago. So he said, man, well, there's a show. The Carney's got a show down on Broadway, and they need a cat in there to sing. So I went down to Carney's and made an audition for the part to sing this. So I got in Connie's Hot Chocolates, the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was only here about 3 weeks, and about, then I was on Broadway already.
Isn't that amazing? What year was that, Cab?
That was in 1929.
it's gonna be little daddy when he goes away. You'll be so lonely for me, only you know, baby, why I went away. Oh, when I'm leaving, you know, doggone, will your heart be grieving? You'll miss your little daddy mama some of these days.
Sounding Cab Calloway Orchestra of December 1930 with Some of These Days. And now back to our conversation with Cab Calloway. Cab, when were you first associated with the Cotton Club?
Well, during the time of Connors Hot Chocolates, the Savoy kept after me all the time to come back and take another band, because they had bands of their own at the Savoy. I came back with a band called them, they were calling them the Missourians. And these Missourians, we were supposed to, we went into rehearsal, rather, to open a club on 126th Street here in Harlem, and which the club never got opened. So there we were stuck with a band. So we went back in the Savoy and stayed in the Savoy for a couple weeks. Then we began to tour around. We went to a few theaters with the band, and we wound up on the Lower East Side in a club on the Lower East Side, and we played there for a while, left there, and went over to a club on Broadway. And that's when the Cotton Club people came down and listened to this band, was listening to me, and said, well, now, Duke Ellington has got to go away to do a picture with Amos and Andy. They called it Check and Double Check. That was the name of the picture. And they needed a band to substitute for Duke. So then they took my band into the Cotton Club. And that was really, I mean, it just came out of the sky. I mean, it is, how that ever happened, I'll never know.
How large a band was it?
Oh, we were 15.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, 15 pieces.
And what sort of style did you play in?
Well, we were just playing straight jazz. I mean, straight swing, what we called it, straight swing.
What was your big record then? Had you come up with the Heidi Hole formula?
That's where it came out of the Cotton Club, the Heidi Hole. That was the big record. I used to use the St. James Infirmary for a theme song on radio, you know. And I knew I wanted another theme song. I wanted an original theme song. So I wrote Minute of Moocher. I put the Heidi Holes in later and made a song out of it later. But at first I did just use it as a theme. The first day, just the 8 bars, uh-huh. That's all it was. And then I added 8 more bars to it, and then I put 16 more to it. I wound up with Minute of the Moocher. Now the Heidi Hoes came in it. They came in because I forgot a lyric in another song that I was doing with the band. And this automatically came out. Skip it, the Heidi High, Holy Ho. I don't know where it came from, and there it was. So then I injected that right into the song.
Folks, now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher.
She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail. But Minnie had a heart as big as a hay bale. Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Now she had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Waddy woody way,
waddy woody way.
Oh baby,
oh baby.
Howdy ho,
howdy ho.
Now he gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy,
howdy, howdy.
Oh, Minnie.
Oh,
Mindy! Wanny
way! Wanny
way! Oh, ho!
Oh. Oh, no!
And, of course, Cab Calloway didn't just sing novelty things. You also did ballads, World on a String.
Oh, yes. That was, you know, the World on a String. I was the first one that did that song, you know. That song was written for a Cotton Club show. And I did that song with a girl sitting upon a ladder and behind a scrim, and it made it sad, the lights, like he was sitting on top of the world. And I sang this song, I Got the World on a String.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, indeed. That's from a Cotton Club show written by Ted Kola and Harold Arlen.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing. Long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly soul and a soul if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life I love. Thank you.
I've got The World on a String by Cab Calloway with the orchestra from a Cotton Club show of 1932. Cab, did you ever solo on drums or alto sax on any of your
records? No, I never soloed. I always played in the section with the saxes. I played in the section with the saxes until Chewberry came along. Chewberry says, look, he says, I wanted Chew very bad in my band. And he says, I'll come under one condition. He had heard me play. And he says, you put that on down. He says, I'll come. I joined your band, and I never played when he joined the band, never played from then on, never with the section. I just quit it. That was it.
What a shame that an accident took his life.
Yes.
Before he had a chance to contribute over the length of time that a Coleman Hawkins did, for example. Many people, when they talk about the greatest tenor sax man of all time, go to Coleman Hawkins, but there are some of us who think that perhaps Chewberry was it.
Yes, he was. No question of it.
Absolutely superb musician.
Yes, he was the greatest.
He was good, I think equally good on both slow and fast.
Oh, yes.
Things.
That's where he was. He was ace over all of them. Well, he was a big man, and he was a huge guy, you know. But he just put that horn on his stomach, and just, boy, and he just blew. I don't know how he did it. When he got breath is something I know you can hardly see. He was so perfect.
And yet he did slow things like Ghost of a Chance that were just superb. Great talent of Chewberry with Cab Calloway in the orchestra and Ghost of a Chance. I think perhaps you realize as you listen to the program that Cab Calloway is not only a friendly and very dedicated musician and personality, but he also led one of the most musical bands of all time. Critic Barry Ulanov wrote in January of 1943, How many people realize what a great band Cabell is leading right now? A band extraordinary in every aspect, in its clean musicianship, its jazz kicks, and its brilliant showmanship. Here's one of the magnificent bands of our time. We can prove it by playing one of the old purple-labeled OK records. This is the Cab Calloway Band with Calling All Bars. Calling All Bars, played by Cab Calloway and the orchestra. Kind of a sad story to relate now, Cab. We featured, the inimitable, the incomparable Chu Berry on tenor sax with Ghost of a Chance a couple of records ago. As I recall it, Chu Berry died while the band was en route from one-night stand to another.
Out of Youngstown, Ohio. And one of the boys in the band, a boy named Andrew Brown, had just bought a brand new car. And he had this car, I picked it up in Youngstown. And Chu says, I'm going to ride with Andy Brown. We had the big Greyhound bus, you know. I said, look, Chu, don't get in that car, man. Just don't get in there. And I don't want Brown to drive this car. I don't want you guys out here owning cars on this road alone, you know. He said, oh, Fess, come on. He says, we'll be all right. We'll go ahead. So anyway, they left before the bus left. And he had the route, how we were to go, and we were coming down this road just outside of Youngstown, Ohio, and lights were on the road, the red lights, and traffic was stopped. And there they were lying out there on the side of the road, waiting for the ambulance. They got the ambulance coming, got him, took him to the hospital. Brown didn't get hurt at all. Nobody got hurt but Chu. Chu was sitting on the right-hand side of the car in the front seat, and the door came open as it swung around, and he hit against the bridge. It was a big bridge. He was unconscious, and he fractured skull. He was finished.
Not too many band leaders have had anybody like a Chu Berry playing for them. You had another pretty fair tenor saxophonist, though, Ben Webster also
Ben
played.
Ben Webster, yes, I had Ben Webster, and I had Illinois Jackett, and I had Sam Taylor.
You had a couple of memorable trumpet players, too. I know Jonah Jones played
Jonah Jones and Chad Collins. And
Dizzy Gillespie?
Dizzy and Pops Smith. And Doc Cheatham. And trombones, I had Claude Jones and Quentin Jackson, Cake Johnson. On trombones, of course, the altos, I had guys like Hilton Jefferson. He was the top man with me with altos. And Eddie Bearfield. Eddie played alto, baritone, tenor, everything.
You had a pretty fair bassist at the time, and I know he still accompanies you every now and then.
Milt Hinton.
Talking about the C's, now you had a wonderful drummer named Cozy Cole.
Cozy Cole, yes. Yeah. Cozy's still the same, still the greatest he's always been.
Who did your arrangements for you? Did you do many yourself? I know that Buster Harding,
then Andy Gibson. Andy Gibson is a guy that actually... he stylized the Basie band. Mm-hmm. What an arranger he was. He was about the best. I used to take him on one-nighters with me. You know, he never would play anything. You know, he was a trumpet player, but he never played. He'd sit in the back of the bus and he'd write a chart. He'd be writing a chart. Fantastic.
Cab, St. Louis Blues, is it true that your trumpet section in this plays as a section the old Louis Armstrong solo?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We did the St. Louis Blues as, now, this was a hit arrangement. And I think a boy named Walter Thomas may have written out one or two choruses. Then they may have had a riff that sound similar to the Armstrong solo. But I know it was a hit arrangement. Because I think we did it after we recorded everything that we were supposed to do. We did it in such, we had time left. We just stuck it in.
Mama, all those blues are blue and black.
St. Louis Blues, done by Cab Calloway and the orchestra. We were talking a bit ago about some of the great musicians that you had. I think people lose sight of that, Cab, because of the fact that you were such a great showman yourself. People forget about the fantastic musicianship of the band, and Milt Hinton, Dizzy Gillespie, Chu Berry, Jonah Jones, Ben Webster, Cozy Cole. It was a fantastic musical group.
Oh, yeah, great group. Great group. Had great bands. Every way we were first class, traveling, appearance, and everything. And I was pretty tough, too. I was a pretty tough band leader.
Well, you had to be. The other thing the musicians all say about playing for Cab Calloway was that you encouraged freedom, you know, in the soloing
yes,
and so on.
Yes,
you wanted
yes.
them to try new
That's
ideas.
That's right. Of course, I had it with Dizzy, you know. I said, Dizzy, you little, I don't mind you playing all this jazz, but I mean, this is so far out. I mean, I can't dig it. he says, man, this is all right. I'm this jazz. I said, well, okay, go ahead. You play it. I'll just call it anything. You just go ahead and play it. I used to tell him he could make snakes. I was glad he'd make snakes.
did he always tend toward playing a little boppish?
Yeah. But a great musician.
Oh, tremendous.
Oh, yeah. What a tremendous musician, this guy. He was something else. We put Dizzy in that band, and he was kidding. Threw them charts up in front of him. He cut them right off.
Yeah.
No trouble. Just sitting there with Jonah. Jonah was a tricky one, you know. Every time you had to get another trumpet player in there, Jonah, he'd throw him these parts. And throw him. Hey, man, you play this. And try to trick the catch him. Oh, boy.
Come on, swing with the jive, brother. Come on and swing with the jive, brother. Come on and swing with the jive, brother. Yes, you got to come on with the jump with the jive, brother. You got to jump in with the jive, brother. You got to jump in with the jive, brother. Yes, you got to come on with the come on. Up to keep up for the lady, keep up for the lady, keep up for the lady. Up to keep it in the sand, bro. For the lady, keep up for the lady, keep up for the lady, jive, brother. Yes, you're sending with the jive, brother. Oh, you're sending with the jive, brother. Yes, you got to come on with the come on.
Come on with the come on. Cab, did you enjoy making films?
Films were great. They were great. The greatest kick I ever got out of films was when I made the thing with Al Jolson. Harold Allen and Ted Kohler, they did the music. And I had these things to do with Jolson. And, of course, we had to record them. And I had trouble. I had a lot of trouble. I had trouble with the band. Duke Ellington's band had made a picture before, and he came back and he told my boys about all the money they made and how they You know, they jazzed around, made the sessions longer and overtime and all that business, you know. So anyway, make a long story short, I was recording these things, and I made a big buoy. I don't know what I think. I just couldn't get a lyric right. And Harold Arlen kept after me, and Jolson was there at the recording session. And Jolson says, "Look, man," says, "I don't care who's, if it's your music, anybody, listen, it's my picture. Leave him alone." So he left me alone. I did these songs the way I felt them, the way I wanted to do them, and boom, and that was it.
I'm sure that made you a pretty big fan of Jolson's,
man,
huh?
I tell you, that was something. Something else. And of course, I've done a lot of pictures since then.
What about your broadcast? Did you get on the air as often as you would have liked during the big band era?
Oh, I think we got on here more than anything, any band that I know of. I mean, we broadcast every night. From the Cotton Club, we broadcast every night. From the Sherman Hotel in Chicago, oh, boy.
Because it was through this exposure that the bands were booked.
That's right.
That was so very important.
Yes, indeed.
When you were taking your one-night stand tours, and I guess you visited the entire country, I'm sure, probably many times over.
This and many other countries.
Yes. Well, it's a privilege few people have, actually, and I'm sure you've enjoyed the experience, and you're richer for it.
Oh, yes, I've been all over this country. I don't think I've missed I've never been to Alaska. That's about the only one I've never been to.
They may book you after this program.
But I've never been to Alaska. But, of course, from Hawaii on, you know, I've done all the rest of them, every other state you can possibly imagine.
On your series of one-night stands, do you recall having played in Hartford at places like the State Theater?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, the last one I was in Hartford a few weeks ago.
Yes.
I took a walk down there.
It's changed a bit, hasn't it?
I saw a throughway there.
I've heard the stories about the old State Theater,
yes,
a tremendous theater with a little tiny balcony in the back, and everybody played there.
That's everybody in the world. Played there for old Doc Harris. He was his child. He was some character too.
Pop's in bed with his britches on. Sister, brother, run and tell poor mother. Oh, Pop's in bed with his britches on. Pop's in bed with his britches on. Late this morning, about 10:30. Oh, Pop's come falling in. Lipstick on his cheek and a knot on his chin. No hat, no shoes, but a belly full of gin. Uncle, auntie, he's still got on his panty. Oh, Pop's in bed with his britches on. Pop's in bed with his britches on.
Thank you.
That's Cab Calloway and the orchestra in a novelty number called Papa's in Bed with His Britches On. Cab, you're the king of Heidi Ho. You've achieved tremendous fame and fortune. Do you have any regrets at all? Would you change anything if you had it all to do over?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's anything that I would have done any different. And that was hard enough, what I did.
I don't think I could go through it all over again either.
I wouldn't want to change it.
Did you feel any terrible regrets at the end of the big band era? I know that it really didn't stop you because you went with smaller bands. You were active then and you're still active now.
Well, that was a fortunate thing that happened to me when the big bands went out. I cut down to a small combo, and I took the small combo. And when I had this small combo, that's when the Porgy and Bess thing came up. Then I went to Porgy and Bess. That was it. I never went back. I never went back. I never went back because I did go back. Because when I came out of Porgy and Bess, I took a combo. I formed a combo. About five pieces, I think it was, and I went in Las Vegas because I had to went into the lounge. It was the first lounge act in Las Vegas. And then I came back east and I went out single O. And then after that, along came Hello Dolly, and I went into Dolly. I did Dolly, and then Dolly was over, then I'm back to the old single O. Now I'm going to take another little band into the...
You have so much talent, there's no way they're going to let you retire anyway, Cab. Cab, on a day like this, if we weren't here recording this interview with you and so on, now you don't have a job today, right?
No.
How would you be spending your time on a...
Well,
as a country gentleman right now.
No, I'd probably be at Aqueduct now. I'd be at Aqueduct. Uh-huh.
You do like to take a ride and watch the pony.
I love the horses.
Yeah. Have you ever owned a racehorse or a share of one?
Yes, I owned one. I owned one that he was, instead of a racehorse, we called him a dog. He was not. Yes.
Cab, I can't tell you what a great pleasure it's been to meet you. And every time we've mentioned on the air that one of these days we'd get together with you, we've had all kinds of responses over the phone and through the mail with people so anxious to hear about your life, and I'm glad we had the opportunity.
It's been a pleasure, and I tell you, this is one of the finest interviews I've ever had. Because I've had a lot of them.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
And never did like them.
You do them so well, you should enjoy them.
But I enjoy this one very much.
Thank you very much, Cab. Good luck to you. We expect to hear a lot more from you in the future, too.
Good, thank you.
George T. Simon, the noted big band authority, says Cab Calloway gave his musicians both musical and financial encouragement and security. Little wonder, then, that the esprit de corps of the Calloway band was tremendous, and the great pride that the musicians possessed as individuals and as a group paid off handsomely in the music they created. Then Mr. Simon adds, Cab was an extremely alert, appreciative, and articulate man, full of wit and good humor. We can update that and say he still is. Special material for tonight's program supplied by Jack Gookin. Our location engineer was Ben Zinkerman. Our studio engineer, Bob Sherrago. A one-night stand with the big bands featuring Cab Calloway has been edited and produced by Brian Hartnett. Oh,